Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Fernando on Blog Talk Radio Night. Tonight's show is Win-Win Wednesday, July 29th. You might win something, hang on. That's right. I don't know, maybe a bucket of shrimp or old pair of shoes or something like that. You just want to hang on and you might win something. 347-884-8125, that's the number you got to call. 347-884-8125, that's the number you got to call. Or you can hang out in the chat room, which I am trying to load up. But anyway, the show tonight, we're going to be, oh man, it's a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. First thing I want to talk about is the merge of Google and Microsoft. Excuse me, not the Google, but the Yahoo and Microsoft. That is right. We're going to be talking about that. I want to talk about that and see what you think. Okay? Well, finally, the deal is done. You know, over the talk of years and all that. Yahoo Search. It's soon to be Bing. You know, Bing is the Microsoft new search innovation. Well, actually, Yahoo, you know, it kind of, you know, cuts costs by ditching their search technology. But actually, both companies will share ads revenue. But most importantly, Microsoft now controls a bit less than a third of the search engine market and all of its money. And, you know, the deal-making and the reinvention, they did that because, they were designed for one purpose. You know what that is? To take down Google. That is right. The Google giant soon is going to be flat in their face. If you disagree with me, you got to call and let me know why. I think they could do this, could do it. Yahoo and Microsoft. But keep in mind, Google and Yahoo actually, you know, they kind of share some revenue back then. This is what plummeted Google all the way to the top. You know, and this is actually the fourth reincarnation of the Microsoft search engine. And make no mistake, my friend, this is the Microsoft's best shot yet, beating an arch rival, you know, the Google, on its own turf. The searching has never put so many resources towards that goal, though. With that in mind, will Microsoft knock off or knock its greatest threat? Just maybe, you know, maybe they'll do it. This is the time. Again, they've done that. They reincarnated their search. Remember the live search, the Microsoft search and all that? Did that four times already. And you got to remember and how we got to this point. I got some list over here. And there's some kind of historical context. Google has remained Google, actually, since 1997. Microsoft Search has been through no less than four major incarnations since its inception in 1998. Each one has failed to make any sort of dent in Google's dominating market share, you know, whether the Google and Yahoo. For years, Microsoft didn't take search very seriously. It launched the MSN search, remember that? And utilized search listing from others. Excuse me. InkTommy. Remember InkTommy, the hotbot search engine. And ironically, acquired by Yahoo later on. Look Smart, AltaVista. You know, etc. However, as it saw Google rapidly rise in power, thanks in part to powering Yahoo Search, the company finally created its own search technology around 2004-2005. That was an MSN search, so they put that into effect and said, "Whoa, wait a minute, look at Google. Woohoo! Going up. 2005, Google was on 36.5% market share, while Microsoft was 15.5%, so that's been a third. So Yahoo and Google is actually, you know, hand in hand, 2005 was 36%. Yahoo was at 30%. 2006, Google went up to 47%. Yahoo went up to 28%. Microsoft went up to 10%. So, and 2006. Now, 2008, Google in 59.8% market share. Yahoo's 21.3%. Microsoft in 9%. Whoa, single digit of Microsoft 2000. That was last year. So they probably got together and go, hey, we got to do something. So they created Bing. Since Bing arrived, actually the last May, Microsoft promotion and push products has been unprecedented. They poured $100 million in marketing, including the the commercials and I don't know if you guys have been in Hulu infomercials in there. What's that lady, Olivia Munn, I think, one of them hosted. Now we can couple that with the most radical shift in search engine market share since the .com boom era. If we look at the Comscore in June 2009, here's in the following. Share of searches, Google sites up 65%. That's in May 2009. Went on to 65% in June. And Yahoo's 20%. And June 9 is 19%. Microsoft sites in 8% to 8.4%. So there's there's 0.4 jump in there. And the Ask Network 3.9 and AOL 3.1. Where's AOL? Microsoft, formerly at about 8% share, though the numbers fluctuating since Bing is so new, will now jump to 28% market share, giving it the biggest leverage it has ever had. And this could be the last stand, because Bing acquiring Google. So, and my chat's up now? Yep, the chat's up. So, log into www.blogtalkradio.com, The Fernando Poniente Show. blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. Actually, if you want to call in, 347-884-8125, I'm going to start taking calls. I'm going to go in there real quick. Yep. So much to talk about. So if you disagree with me, I think Bing will do it. Bing will overtake Google. All right? By the end of the year. I would say the end of the year or the beginning of next year. If you want to prove me wrong, again, 347-884-8125. We're going to play some music tonight, too, so sit back, relax, get a cup of coffee, whatever, whatnot, and we'll chat, okay? We're going to be talking about the new food sprinkle, actually. They have, I don't know, there's something else they come up with. You can sprinkle it in food, supposed to convince your... supposed to convince the brain to stop overeating. So, in the meantime, I'm going to play some music, and we'll come back in a little bit here. We'll play Volunteers called Hooga Booga. Welcome back, and we'll definitely talk about some of these things in here that I want to talk about, including... there's like a 34 people taken in hospital after the a woman sprayed a perfume in the in Texas call center. For entertainment, Marilyn Manson threatens journalists who criticize him. He's actually saying that he said he's going to tell his followers to nail those paparazzis and those, journalists that's bad-mouthing him. Eh? It's like, what? Yeah, he's kind of scary. He's cronies, man. You got to be scared. I'll be scared. Scary thought. Sudanese woman facing 40 lashes for what? Get this, for wearing pants to stand trial in Sudan. We'll talk about that, and also for what 2.0 news we have, let's see your thought, iPhone actually has an app for the road breakers, like they do have this, Trapsters, which is an iPhone app that you can download. It tells you everything, from speed traps to, you know, speed traps and what do you call that? That, the GPS. Well, actually, it has a program that has GPS in it, but it's actually built in, built into that. It's the an apps that that tells you where the speed traps are. So it also has a radar detector. So we'll talk about that. And also, we'll talk about the Utah boy. Actually, was going to, I don't know if he's going to jail, but actually, he actually took the car for a spin to avoid church in Plain City, Utah. Police in Utah said a 7-year-old boy led officers on a car chase in an effort to avoid going to church. Who could that be? A 7-year-old boy. Also, we have time. We're going to do sports. We'll talk about sports. You know, call in and see. We'll talk about that. Okay, again, I'm not going to take a break right now. We'll just jump in right in there, and we'll see. Let's invite my co-host in here, 408-7639. You there?
Yep.
Okay, were you, I think you had the dog in the background barking. I can hear him. I can hear her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Give him a bone. Give her a bone or something. Something to fire up. Give her a teddy bear.
I spray her when she's I try and train her.
You spray her with what?
With the hose.
Hose her down? Is that what you do?
With the mouth.
Quiet.
Spray her in the mouth. Spray her in the mouth. With the hose. Because dogs don't like water. So.
Right.
You know, they like to drink water, but they don't like getting sprayed with water.
Yeah. what do you think about Google and Microsoft, actually? Google versus Microsoft. Microsoft's actually partnering with Yahoo Search. Because right now, Google is number one when it comes to, you know, market shares and also the search engines. You know, Google's the number one. Number two is the Yahoo, actually. And Bing is number three. But...
Oh.
You know, Bing, which is a Microsoft search, is hand in hand with Yahoo being the second or third place. But the deal's done, and they had reached an agreement between this. Actually, they have a contract, Microsoft and Yahoo, 10 years of you know, collaborating their search or their search engines. So what do you think about that? Do you think that would surpass Google search?
Possibly, because, I know that I have a toolbar. You can find that. I think I'm not really sure how to, you go to shoppingsuperhighway.com/toolbar, I think, or something like that. You can Google that, you can Google that, shoppingsuperhighway.com. It's one of the top ones says a toolbar. So I kind of actually
that,
and what my point is that I'm an independent distributor with Market America, and they actually partnered with Microsoft Fast. So since that's already in the toolbar that I use, that'll probably, you know, upgrade from Google to Microsoft Fast. So, and you know, a lot of people have that toolbar, so, you know, well, especially
all right.
Designed. Yeah, but anyway, so I think my point is a lot of people, there's a lot of distributors worldwide with the, you know, the Market America independent distributors and along with customers, and they're going to be, you know, searching alone, just like millions of customers alone on their, you know, web portal that they can customize. So yeah, I think it's going to, like, surpass that.
Good. I think I agree with you. I think that's going to happen. I could be wrong. I could be proven wrong, like, you know, they happened before. But, you know, I have this feeling that, you know, the two giants actually, you know, merging, and I can guarantee you that it will compete. You know, at least compete with Google. You know, but Google is like, you know, it's so big, it has its own orbit.
Wow. I was saying, wow. kind of like distracted a little bit over here by some kids and animals, but I'm trying to go ahead.
Right. Oh, your kid's screaming.
Yeah. You can mute me if you want to.
All right. Okay. Next one, we are going to talk about the food sprinkles, actually, that's supposed to stop you for overeating. A California company has recently launched an interesting new product, which may signal a major breakthrough in weight loss. Really? The company, if you go to Sensa.com, that's S-E-N-S-A, actually came up with this new and innovative way to convince the brain to stop overeating. First, the theory behind the product. The obvious fact is that we eat too much, they said. They asked, but why? It turns out that the way our brains are programmed throughout our evolutionary history, there you go. This is wrong. They said food has been scarce. So in order to ensure survival, humans have been conditioned to eat as much as they can whenever food is available. Unfortunately, when food is abundant and rich in calories, as it today, they said, the results can be ugly. So they do. Dr. Alan Hirsch is an intrepid doctor and scientist whose lifelong specialty has been understanding how our senses, and in particular, smell and taste affect the brain's functioning. Dr. Hertz noticed that many patients who had lost their sense of smell and taste due to illnesses or accidents, experienced rapid weight gain. Certain smells and tastes seems to be acting on the brain to control the appetite, he said. Dr. Hertz studied hundreds of compounds and after years of research, developed a set of virtually odorless and tasteless food sprinkles that have known a strong impact on the body's appetite control center, which he called Tastants. I don't know. Then, in one of the large studies of the non-prescription weight loss system, these Tastants were tested for effectiveness as a means of weight loss. The results were significant over a six-month period. 1,436 women and men sprinkled flavorless taste in crystal in everything they ate, burgers and stuff like that, and lost an average of 30.5 pounds. That's nearly 15% of their total body weight. Yikes. So, participants achieved these results without having to follow any special exercise regime or diet. They said, best of all, because it is tasteless and odorless and contains no stimulants and does not directly interact with the digestive system, there are no unpleasant side effects. Really? They said, none of the horror stories associated with fat blockers or stimulant-based weight loss system. So, I don't know. You can go to www.sensa.com. So, www.sensa.com. We'll talk about that thing. I think it's one of the things. It's just brand new. I mean, who knows, man? I mean, he could be making his money and suddenly just, stop that. I mean, there's no explanation, scientific explanation, how this is going to affect you, or stimulate, supposed to stimulate your brain cells. It doesn't tell you. So, with that being said, if you have any questions or anything left for that, 347-884-8125. I don't know. I would love to try it, though. I would like to try it. This is not something I sell. This is not something I stumbled upon that on internet, and I was like, what? A food sprinkle stuff to your food and you stop overeating? That is something that's too good to be true. If it's too good to be true like that, there's nothing. So you can probably get some free trials in that. You can go to free trial, you can go to trysensa.com, I believe. And I don't know, do a research on that and let me know. Let me know. Moving along. 34 people taken to hospital after a woman sprays perfume in Texas call center. Believe it or not. What kind of perfume? I don't know where she got that perfume. They said at first the fire officials suspected a carbon monoxide or some other toxic fumes that sickened almost 150 people at a Texas bank call center. Turned out that perfume was to blame. Wonder what it is. It doesn't say here what kind of perfume, though. MedStar ambulance spokeswoman Lara calls it 34 people were taken to hospital. They were taken to and 12 by ambulance. After reporting dizziness and shortness of breath, Wednesday, that's what happened on Wednesday at the Bank of America call center in Fort Worth, Texas. And an additional 110 actually were treated at the scene. Fort Worth Fire Lieutenant Ken Worley says that the incident started with two people complaining about dizziness after a coworker sprayed perfume. Others reported being sick when an announcement was made at the Nailwind that anyone with similar symptoms should exit the building. Wow. That's a, you know, maybe a quick break or something, you know. I am sick too. I can't breathe. I gotta go outside. Have a cigarette. The investigators do not know, however, what type of perfume it was sprayed. So, boy, that's a tough one. You know, some of those perfume, though, you can really smell. You know, you get one of those people that's come, they just walk by you, and you go, and make you feel like you're on a cuff of cotton balls. Do you ever get those? Or, you know, or cologne, for that matter. some guys would think that's really, that smells good, but smells like just fumes, you know, that you can soak up to. So, if you ever experienced some of those, you know, perfume that, you know, made you dizzy or whatnot, give me a call. Let me know what kind of perfume it is so we can warn the people out there. Warn the people out there, especially those people like, you get from, what do you call that? I forgot. St. Vinny's, you know, those secondhand thing. Yeah, you can get that. I was over there, I was there a couple months ago, just checking out some stuff. And, I stumbled into one of those little bottles, you know, those Avon bottles and stuff like that. And I tried one of those, looks it says cologne or something, Dior or something like that. Sprayed it right on my hands a little bit. Oh boy, that thing really smells like something died in my arm or something. But, yeah. Not too pleasant, though. Not too pleasant. But, you know, you got to wash it off. And some of those are going to be really toxic. It's being, you know, might be like 30 years old or... Ugh. You man, 34 people taken to the hospital after that sprays and perfume in the Texas call center. So call center is so, you know, you're probably thinking like maybe like a really tight room, you know, 34 people in there. There's no ventilation or poor ventilation, and you know, someone would spray. Man, boy, I feel sorry for those people that maybe has, you know, that gas problem or something like that. But it's amazing. Moving on. Marilyn Manson's actually threatening journalists who criticize him. Here's what he's warning you, Marilyn, he or she, Marilyn Manson. He said, watch what you say about him or her. The shock rocker recently took his MySpace blog to bash journalists who take issue with him, or his bands, or his music. He said, quote, if one more journalist makes a cavalier about me and my band, I will personally or with my fans' help, greet them at their home and discover just how much they believe in their freedom of speech. Manson warns that. And he also added, I dare you... all to write one more thing that you won't say to my face because I will make you say it in that matter. That is a threat. Yeesh. Manson's... Apparently this is like a response to an interview. You can find that on BuddyHead.com, ex-founder of it. His name is Travis Keller. They did, an interview with Marilyn Manson. Which, actually, the Travis Keller guy, suggested that Marilyn Manson is a paranoid cocaine addict who is nothing like his onstage goth persona. Back in 1998, Manson, whom we couldn't reach, was accused of inviting spin executive editor Craig Martz backstage to a concert and then assaulting him. You remember that? But, actually later it was dropped. Laura, so watch out if you're going to say anything bad about Marilyn Manson, don't make it public. Because he could hurt you. I'm telling you. Let's get a caller. I don't know what's got to say about that. 9957, this is Winston. What's up?
Nothing much.
What's new over there in Mississippi?
Nothing. Nothing much over in Mississippi.
Nothing much? Nothing. It's Wednesday, man. It's win-win Wednesday. You could win something. The Fernando Poniente show. Hey, you missed another thing. First, I got a couple questions for you. Google versus Microsoft. Microsoft actually partnering with Yahoo. What do you think? You think they're going to take down Google?
I don't know. That's the internet. I think Microsoft, if I'm asking you correctly, ain't Microsoft the biggest out of all of them, right?
Well, as far as, it isn't considered like the operating system, the software.
Yeah, it's big, but
when it comes to a search engine, though, the engine itself.
That'd be Google.
Google is
big. Yeah, Google. Well, I don't know. That's interesting to find out. We'll have to find out that.
Yeah, exactly. Because Google, actually, they're experimenting too, man. They have their browser, the Google Chrome. I don't know if you ever used that. They're going to be coming up with their operating system.
Don't Microsoft have a new a search? It's called Bing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's Bing. That's Bing.com. They acquired Yahoo Search too.
Yeah. What does it mean by decision making? I don't get that part. I mean, really.
By decision making?
The decision making part. I thought all search made decisions.
What are you talking about?
Well, you never heard of that? They said on the commercial, actually, of Bing.com, the first decision making website and search engine. I don't get it. It doesn't make no sense to me. Have you never seen that commercial?
No, I've not seen that commercial, man. Why would I put decision making in there? Oh, no, maybe we're like, you have to make a decision, I guess.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. But Microsoft, I mean, Google's been, all of these big companies, like Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, I mean, they've been experimenting, I mean, Yahoo, Alta Vista, was that that's acquired by Yahoo that one time? And then that went down the drain. Google, Microsoft, MSN Search, and then there was Live Search, and then there's Bing, I think Microsoft is going to be big. I think they have the resource, they have the money,
Of course.
And they've been coming up. Mm-hmm. Oh, even like they have Microsoft Fast. It's for like if you have a big company out there, let's say you have a website, you have a store, and you want to like categorize your search within your website. Microsoft Fast can power your website.
Yeah.
And Google has one too. It's called Google Appliances. But that doesn't seem to be working, so I think they're going to ditch that. So, you know, I will give this an end of the year. I think, you know, if they don't make it, if Microsoft, I mean, if Bing who? How do you call that? Bing who? Bing who? Oh, yeah, Bing, whatever. But anyway, they'll probably stick to Bing because it's, you know, let's Bing it. I'm going to give them till the end of the year if they're not passing the you know Google when it comes to market share. I think you know they will never do it. You know, and Google is going to do whatever they can. You know, they would pour money into that as far as like advertising or you know stuff. You know, they have to secure that place, the being number one, and it seems to be you know seems like it. You know, they're like at 56% in the market share, and I think Bing just went up to like 28%. Yahoo went like in 13% market share. So
yeah,
Bing actually surpassed Yahoo. So yeah, I mean Yahoo, right? That's why Yahoo's kind of, you know, like oh let's settle with Microsoft because you know if you can't beat them, you know join him.
Yeah,
because he was going, you know, Bing was going to surpass Yahoo no matter what anyway. So. So you think so? What about this food sprinkle thing? That have you been listening to my?
No,
chat?
I'm glad I just tuned in because I've been watching the Braves game. That was a strange.
Oh.
Yeah, that was. I was listening at first, and then the phone went dead, so I had to go get the other cordless phone.
Oh, you called earlier then. All right.
Yeah, that's the number, and the phone went dead, so I had to get the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, actually, there's a company in California that actually launched a new product called Sensa, I believe. It's a food sprinkle. When you sprinkle in your food, and you can supposedly convince your brain not to eat, you know, not to overeat. What do you think about that? Snake oil?
Well,
they said the result. They did a test, and they said the results were significant. There were over a six-month period, that's 1,436 women and men sprinkled fabulous, what they called tastant fabulous crystals, just like maybe it looks like I don't know, salt maybe.
Yeah.
Salt. On everything they ate, and they lost an average 30.5 pounds. And nearly 15% of their total body weight. And these participants achieved their results without having to follow any special exercise regime or diet. I don't believe this. You have to incorporate your exercise, you know, sensible eating, exercise, so anything. I mean, you can't just, like, eat whatever you want and lose weight, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, wow. How much does it cost?
I don't know. It doesn't say. You can go to Sensa, sensa.com, or you can try. They're offering free trial actually. Actually, then try Sensa.com. So,
can you get in the store? I mean, like, will there be like selling in the store, like easy access? Would you have to buy it online, or is it like you have to go to their own store to get it, or?
I think you have to go to Sensa.com
to get it.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean, if it works, I mean, if there's a lot of people buying them, I don't mind selling those. You know what I mean? But I think it's going to be one of the, you know, they're called snake oil. You know what I mean? There's nothing in it. And maybe it says tasteless, odorless, just like nothing in it. But it's just, maybe it's psychology, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like it's all in your brain. It's just like this placebo effect.
Yeah.
You know, they probably, here's how it's going to work, I'll tell you. Let's say I got like two burgers, right?
Yeah.
And I sprinkle that, and I keep doing, let's say, for a week, I'm not losing any weight or anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut down to one burger and sprinkle it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll cut down to one burger, and I'll sprinkle that stuff in there, and then just telling myself, I'm still hungry, no, that's all I have. So it's all going to be, you know.
Yeah, then
it's all in your brain.
Talking about the placebo effect, that's what, I mean, some medicines, I guess, I think it was in the early months of 2009 or 2000, late months of 2008, these pharmaceutical companies were actually using medicine that really did not work. I mean, you know, they did, you know, but it was all based on placebo effect, and they showed results, But it wasn't actually the medicine that was doing it. It was the placebo effect doing it.
Yeah, exactly. It's in their faith, you know. People are. Again, I mean I don't know. I mean it says it's brand new. It's originally launched and. You know, I mean, a lot, it's not, you know, the media and all, a lot of people hasn't, you know, maybe catch on to that yet. But once they start, you know, testing that with like a third party testing or, you know, and it will come out, you know, it'll come out the, what's really in it and what's doing it. So anyway, what about that 34, actually there was a 34 people was hospitalized after a woman sprays a perfume in their call center.
Wow.
Texas. Yeah.
Terrorist?
Actually 150 people actually had sickened. 34 sent to the hospital by ambulance and 110 were treated at the scene. This happened in Fort Worth, Texas.
Was it, what kind of sickness? Was it like throwing up or fever or just like feeling, you know, what kind of, did they say?
Dizziness. They said there was sign of, it seems like it was sign of like carbon monoxide poisoning.
Wow.
Or some other toxic fume. And,
that was what I was going to say.
Isn't it
in
shortness,
I mean,
of breath?
Yeah, that would, wow. I've only heard one other case about that. I've heard it back in 2005, but it wasn't perfume. It was shampoo. That the fragrance was so like strong. I've heard of that before. Wow, huh?
Yeah, I mean, perfume can do that. I mean, you ever go to like
J.C. Penney or something like that?
No, not that. It's like Saint Vinny's, you know, like, you know what I'm talking about, like those secondhand stores.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Do you have that down in Mississippi?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you call it down there? Salvation Army.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Salvation Army. Yeah. You know,
we have them up here in Wisconsin. We call it St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent de Paul, yeah. When people, like, turn, you know, they donate to the shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
the Salvation Army, the Hudson's.
Hudson?
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, we have Hudson's.
Okay. Well, anyway, so you ever go on, like, they have a little shelf of perfumes, like Avon, you know?
Yeah,
all kind
of
stuff
Avon,
like that.
Yeah.
You ever tried it? I tried one of them. Like, they had a cologne there one time, and I sprayed it right on my wrist. You know, how you test it, right? You put them right in there, and I smelled it, man. It was just, it was so toxic, man. My arm was, it felt like it was something, you know, it was burning. So I had to, like, go to the bathroom and wash it and wash it off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was
so the older, they're not like wine, you know, the older, you know, like wine, the older they get, the better. But I think perfume is like, it has to be a certain, like, maybe an expiration date on them, you know?
Yeah, I guess. That's probably what's going to happen.
So,
unbelievable.
But anyway, Marilyn Manson's actually threatens journalists who criticize him. He said on his MySpace blog, and it says, if one or more journalists makes a cavalier statement about me and my band, I will personally, or with my fans' help, greet them at their home and discover just how much they believe in their freedom of speech. And
wow.
He said, he continued, and he says, I dare you all to write one more thing that you don't, that you won't say to my face.
We ain't gonna lie. Who is it again?
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson, your song suck. You think I'm scared? Let me tell you my address. 812 Leap of a Drive. You be leaving the you be leaving Mississippi in a body bag. I promise you that if you come to my house.
I just want to tell Marilyn Manson I have nothing to do with this. It's
totally.
I don't want you. I don't want your ugly face just knocking on my door. Or your.
You just said it now.
Okay, really? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or your broods. I don't want your broods snagging on my door and messing with my kids, because you know, if you don't if you can't spell Colt 45.
Say, Beth, she's listening to this right now. She gets an
yeah. If I see anyone like walking around my yard with you know, like
a cape on,
like really like cake face, you know, like really white cake face with black lipsticks and wearing nothing but black, man, you better be running.
Yeah.
So yeah, Marilyn Manson, he's, you know, he's, I don't know why he's, you know, he said that. I mean, it is a threat, you know. Do you think journalists going on and anywhere out there, I mean, somewhere out, you know, out there would be threatened by this?
No. No.
You don't think so?
Yes. Sensitive people. You got sensitive people out there.
I'd be scared of Marilyn Manson. You know who's Charles Manson, right? He named after Marilyn Monroe and Charles Manson.
Yeah. Well, now if you're talking about the one in prison now, well, you know, it's another story now. But you know, I don't really know.
See, you're afraid.
No.
Yeah. Your song sucks, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that, you ever see Family Guy, you know, like when he was upon that. When the dad's kid was like listening to Marilyn Manson or something like that.
Oh yes, I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
And then Peter had to go get him and tell him that Chris, now every, you gotta be good
Chris,
to
yeah.
Yeah.
And he had to get Marilyn Manson to, you know, to teach his son. Yeah, that's just common. Why can't you teach your son how to, you know, what's right and wrong? But anyway, so to all your journalists out there, so you better be careful what you say to Marilyn Manson. If, you know, he has croons, he has, like, broods, people that, you know, follow him or... I don't know. It's kind of scary, you know.
They have Leafover Drive. It's my address.
Yeah. Oh man, you have a gun at home? You better have them. Stack up.
Well, I have a dog. Right? I have a dog here. So they... let him come out of the dog cage.
Oh man. Yeah, let's move on because I don't want him knocking on my door right now. You hear about this, man? In Sudan, Sudanese woman now facing 40 lashes for wearing pants.
Wow.
That's the third. I'm not really surprised, you know, because of, you know, that's a third world country. You know, they strict when it comes to their the law.
Yeah.
And it's actually a female journalist facing 40 lashes for wearing trousers in public, and it says violation of country's strict Islamic laws.
Wow.
And it was told in the pack. Yeah, cartoon.
What?
In the cartoon courtroom. Yeah.
What? Like spikes or what? What was
lashes?
That?
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What do you like? What the lashes with?
Yeah.
Lashes. Well, it's a big. You ever seen one of those? It's like a stick. It's like a rod. You know, a long rod they lash you with it right on the back.
Wow.
But actually, it's not just her. It's the lady's name or the woman's name, Lubna Hussein, was among 13 women arrested on July 3rd in a raid by members of Public Order Police Force, or a popular Khartoum cafe. In the popular Khartoum cafe for wearing trousers or, you know, pants. They are considered indecent by the strict interpretation of Islamic law adopted by Saddam's Islamic regime. This is all but three of the women were flogged at the police station 2 days later. So Hussein's
wow.
and other women decided they wanted to go to trial, and Hussein's invited human rights workers, Western diplomats, and Ferris over to Wednesday hearing. So, I mean, this is not the case about me wearing pants. That's what the lady said. And he actually works in the media department of the UN mission in Sudan and contributes opinion pieces to a left-leaning Khartoum newspaper. So, I mean, It's good. It's good that it's not good that he's going to get lashed. You know, we're talking about it. It's good that the Associated Press and the UN actually, you know, raising a flag, you know, for this.
Because you know, I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you know, that's like taking a North Korean and just getting him and just hanging him right in front of everybody. You know, what would they think about that? They wouldn't like that. They'd probably start shooting missiles at us like they did last time.
The thing is, this is not the first time, and I don't think it will be the last. In the Middle East, what's happening is like a third world country, you know, especially in Sudan, Sudanese Sudan. Remember, I mean, in Iraq, I think, you know, it used to be like that, you know, and under Saddam Hussein's regime and all that. But remember, they were getting, like, gassed, you know, they were getting, raped and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
who does? Let me ask you this, can I ask you this? Who does it? I mean, who does the I guess what they would call the president, I don't think they call the president over there, but the chief does it, or just the big guy that they just find on the road, who lashes them?
The cops. Whatever. I don't know who's going to do that.
I guess they have one big
they do it in public. They do it in public.
I guess they had the strongest one on reserve. Come on in here, on duty. We got people you need to lash. Okay.
Yeah. They even do it, like, I believe, you know, if I'm not mistaken, they, you know, when you steal something, when you're caught stealing, I think they cut your hands off.
What?
Yeah, that's in Sudan.
Like, do they do it like you, they put you to sleep and do it, or they just cut in front of everybody?
No, they cut in front of everybody. That's...
What? That's still going
public.
On in this 2009?
Dude, yeah. It's still going on in Sudan. That's a third world country, and it's a good thing that we're putting lights into it, you know?
Yeah, that's awful. Cause I don't want to get my hand, go over there and say, you know, how you doing, you know? You got to cut your tongue off. You said, how you doing?
If you caught stealing, that's when they cut your hands, you know. And if you caught cheating, like adultery, and if caught, yeah, like, and if you're an adulterer and you're proven guilty, you know, sometimes they, you know, I think they, you know, either, like, decapitate your head or, you know, they cut your private part.
Wow.
Which one?
If we had that here,
if you had to choose,
a
which
lot of,
one?
A lot of guys without private parts, I tell you that.
Yeah, exactly, see?
What else do they do over there? Is that like they cut off people's, they cut people's nose off or ears or, you know, some other kind of foot off or something like that? They kick somebody hard or is there anything else like that?
Well, they do. I think a stoning to death is still in effect. I think.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's like in Iraq. I mean, Iran, I think. Iran, I think one of the, I don't know if she was, it was just a couple months ago, I think, in the beginning of the year, I think. The UN had to interfere that, and, you know, it was the lady actually was released or pardoned, I think. She was going to get stoned to death. That was her, verdict. That she's going to go through that. So,
wow,
it's something, eh? So let's go back to the Web 2.0 news. So we got, you know, before we do that, you know, Winston, give me some updates on sports.
Well, I forget something. Tell me. Well, the Braves, I'm going to tell you about the Braves. The Braves had a very upset today, losing against the Marlins, Florida Marlins, 3-6 with the Marlins on top. But listen, it's a strange game. What happened was, eighth inning, okay, Brian McCann's catcher, he bases are loaded. He ends up walking the guy, the pitcher. Well, the ball was in the strike zone, of course. Okay.
Right.
Guess what? The umpire called it a ball, and it was in the strike zone clearly. And Brian McCann said, "Okay, well, you know that he just come out there and said, well, can you just tell me that you missed the call?" He yelled at him. The umpire yelled at Brian McCann. Brian McCann said, "Whoa, right there!" And he got up in his face, and he got ejected. The catcher. Then Bobby Cox come running out there. And what happened? What's so strange is he pulls out his lineup card. His umpire does like he was gonna throw him out ahead of time. And sat there and listened to him. Kept arguing. Said, "You know what? You're out of here." Listen to this. This is the strangest part of all. At the end of the game, the dude, Mariners are pitching. The Marlins are pitching. Excuse me. They get the dude strikes out. Braves pitcher gets struck out. The last batter. The catcher turns around to the umpire and bump fist, and then walks off. That's strange. So they're going to go. So Bobby said, told the umpire, and what he said, the thing, he said, "Hey, I told the umpire, and I said, you know what? You come to my office, we're going to call the commissioner."
Wow. Well, thanks for the update.
Let me see here. White Sox, well, it's done went off. Man, that was a close one. If I would have had it ahead of time, I would have had the computer. I could have told you all of them.
Yeah.
Time, but I'll be prepared next time.
Next time you better be
prepared.
That was Winston, my friend, the doing in sports update. Thank you. Thank you very much. But anyway, we'll go into the 2.0 news, which actually, do you have iPhone, Winston?
Huh?
Do you have iPhone, or do you know anyone that has iPhone?
Oh. Yeah, one of my friends. Well, actually, my uncle's friend. Excuse me.
Oh, I bet you know he doesn't know about Trapster.
No, what's that?
Trapster is like it's an iPhone app. You know that you can upload it to your iPhone, and then actually they should be able to tell you where the speed traps and stuff. And actually,
wow.
It tells you it calls out to you. And it says, "Police often hide here," you know, stuff like that. So by glancing at the phone, you're going to be able to see a roadmap that pinpoints your exact location, and very close to it, an icon of a police car. And
well,
you know what?
I think about that. I wonder how the police department is going to react to that. Because they don't do that for nothing, you know.
I think they can pay for that.
I guess they'll kind of like it too, because they get paid for nothing now, you know. They sit there, they don't even have, you know, nobody else. They just sit there and sleep.
Yeah, there's a lot of, apps for iPhones. I mean, you know, you ever seen a commercial? It's like, hey, if you want a location near you, but, you know, if you want a restaurant's location near you, there's an app for that. You know, if you want the weather, there's an app for that. Well, if you want to break a law, there's an app for that. If you're a marijuana smoker, hey, there's an app for that. You can find. Let's just say there's another app for that where you can find where to buy it. With the doctor's prescription. That's what they said. But
yeah.
Well, there's an app for that. You know,
wow.
I wonder if you know, it's like going down at like Las Vegas, and if you want a prostitute, maybe there's an app for that.
Seriously?
if you get sick, well, we don't have an app for that. You're on your own.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Oh man. But anyway, the recent news about this Detroit man, he said he robbed a bank, right? And he said. He started robbing banks to pay for his mother's plumbing, and he's actually sentenced Tuesday for 2 years in prison.
Wow.
A lenient term. Oh, my gosh. That's two years in prison for robbing banks? So from a judge who said the defendant has been an outstanding citizen.
Yeah.
Who the heck is this judge? Maybe we should call him. But
how much money he paid to bribe the judge?
Exactly. I think this is one of the liberal judges again, you know. Prosecutors wanted the U.S. District Judge Bernard Fridman, that's the judge. You might want to give him a call, Detroit or Michigan's, you know, U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman, or Friedman, I don't know how you say that.
Yeah.
They want him to stick with the federal sentence guidelines, of course. I mean, 2 years for robbing banks? Goodness. And so, which had been given Jimmy Lee, 14, of a 5 years to 6 years in prison for stealing nearly $14,000 from five Michigan banks. The dude, Fortune, is 29, had pleaded guilty in March, with prosecutors agreeing not to charge him with three more robberies. What?
Wow.
Fortune had told investigators that he robbed the first bank in April 2008 to fix his mother's plumbing. Oh, okay, that's reasonable. And again, his driver's license reinstated. After that, he just kept going. So...
He said, quote,
I was so stressed and depressed, he told U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman, who was to listen. I found it difficult to separate life from fiction. He entered bank demanding money and yelling threats such as large bills or I'll start shooting. According to the FBI, Fortune was not armed during the robberies. And Friedman's received 17 letters so far of support for Fortune. Every defendant should be treated individually, the judge said. He was an outstanding citizen before this happened. So what do you say to this, man? I mean, he said he's an outstanding citizen. I don't know what he means, outstanding citizen. Was he, like, you know, helping out elderly people?
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, when you think about it, why would the judge, why did it take him that long to find him in the first place? You know, he's robbing banks over here, and usually they usually caught within the, you know, I mean, it's the first try, you know, I can't go rob a bank right now, you know, but for them to sit there and say, oh, well, you get 2 years in prison, that's all you get, because, you know, you played a good game now, but we just don't get two.
You are so under stress.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't help
it. I'm sorry, you know, I got to pay my bills.
Oh.
That is a cracker. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, one more time, I think I want to get your opinion on this. We only got like maybe over under a minute or something like that. There was a boy that actually went for took a vehicle for a 7-year-old boy. Took the car for a spin, and the cops chased him and everything. You know, what's his reason for doing that? To avoid church.
What?
Yeah. A 7-year-old boy probably, you know, didn't want to go to church, so took his parents' cars and drove off.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, off the tires.
I don't know. But this is like just made me laugh. That just made me laugh. Hey, Winston, so running out of time. Thanks for stopping by. We'll do this again on Friday. 9 p.m. Central. My co-host could not be here, so I apologize. Also, thanks for doing a sports recap, and when's your next show, Winston?
I'll be tomorrow at 7.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Catch Winston Pitts on blogtalkradio.com. Winston _ Pitts. Pitts, is that with the S?
Yeah, sort of like that.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, you don't Twitter much, do you? Because I found you, I followed you on Twitter.
I Twitter sometimes. I guess I got my connection for my Twitter up, but I didn't have a show today, so.
Plug it in, man. You got to utilize Twitter. Hey, thanks again, Winston. You win something. You win a old pair of shoes of mine, imaginary one though. I'll send it to you with the box of chocolate.
Yeah.
With ponies in it.
Okay, good, yeah. A unicorn with that tail.
Yeah. I'll drop it off right by the pipeline.
Okay.
Hopefully you can pick
it
up.
I probably won't get here because they won't be blown up. You probably won't see them no more. You'll see a big old hole.
Well, thanks for stopping by. We'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.